Full service radio. Welcome to Transformer Radio on Full Service Radio, broadcasting live from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Victoria Reese, founder and director of Transformer, a nonprofit visual arts organization based here in Washington, D.C. And today's guest is Aristides Lapis, artist visiting from Athens, Greece.
Hey, hello.
Aristides, you are currently Transformer's artist in residence, mm-hmm. visiting from Athens. You've been here for a couple weeks now, installing an exhibition in Transformer's storefront. Tell us a little bit about your artistic practice.
So I mainly paint. I'm a painter. A lot of my inspiration comes from, I guess, like underground movements or like subcultures. The pieces that I've brought over were sort of inspired by like the skater scene, or like a more like that sort of like culture, or like the more urban movements. I think my work talks a lot about I want to present like a situation and then see how an urban situation, for example, and then sort of like try and see how that can talk about people or and what they're going through.
Do you feel your work is responding to a lot of the socio-political economic issues that have been affecting Greece and Athens the last few years?
I mean, I try to. And also I think that the reason that I've been looking at communities and movements is because of the DIY vibe, or what they were doing, because a lot of these people build stuff out of nothing, and I feel we had to sort of have this sort of approach when dealing with a situation in Athens, sort of figuring out what we can do and then working with that.
So is it, when you reference the DIY scene, do you mean Washington, D.C. specific, punk rock or what?
Yeah. I've heard there's a cool punk rock scene here. Yeah.
And that's been an inspiration to your work?
Yeah. I really like the punk rock movement. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't experienced it over here as much as I'd like to. I know it was really big. We saw this movie the other day at this art show. It was pretty cool.
Here in D.C.?
Yeah. We went to this this house. I don't remember where it was. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Is there a big punk rock community in Athens?
There's stuff happening. There's some cool places basements and pretty cool. There's a lot of bands. I also think there's other European bands coming over in Athens to play gigs. It's pretty cool.
Where are most bands coming from that are playing in Greece? Is it Germany? Is it a Berlin kind of connection? Or
I recently heard a French punk band. Yeah, it was pretty cool. They had a saxophone in it. I guess Berlin and also France and England as well.
Are you a musician as well?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I play the drums. I used to, I used to play more a while ago, but now, now I'm starting to get back into it. Yeah.
Does being in a band or playing music influence your visual artistic practice?
Music has definitely like influenced my practice. But I'd say actually it's the other way around. Right now, like my painting has like influenced the music that I try to like engage myself with or like play, you know? So we made this, it started as a performance and then it developed into a band, and like it's sort of like, we're called I Like Flowers, I Hate Electric Bills. And it developed out of like wanting to make up a set and sort of like some costumes, which like came up from like my painting practice, and then sort of like we put music into it, and it sort of became like a performance and then like a band. Yeah.
Cool. You've been in DC, as I mentioned, a couple weeks now, mm-hmm. and you have an installation up at Transformers Storefront that just launched last week, opened, I think, October 30th,
mm-hmm.
and is up through early December mm-hmm. 2018. Can you tell us a little bit about that installation? And
mm-hmm. So it was based around the painting that's there, which is called the Punctual Superhero. It's got like a coffee cup and a lid, and I tried to like base the installation around that. Afterwards, the sculpture that's in the installation is an ashtray and a cigarette, and so that was a lot of the things that inspired me for the installation like were from Athens, like the cigarette, like there's a lot of people that smoke there, and like there's like a drain also in the installation, which kind of like represents a kind of like grimy Athens, is like a little bit dirty, and you know this thing, and with a cigarette also, then it sort of like became like I saw it as like a break time, or like as someone that would, you know, maybe like smoking outside and having a coffee like on their break. And I was thinking about this, and this idea came up of like a lot of my work is sort of like about showing a place, but from a sort of withdrawn perspective, like, you know, sort of like imagining, or like I see it like as someone like wearing some weird glasses and like seeing the world kind of like weird and like different colors, or like the shapes are kind of twisted or whatever.
That's an amazing thing about visual art, is that how you can give a completely different perspective on reality, mm-hmm. or, you know, a surreal experience, you know, how you're seeing the world, or how you want to convey image of the world or experience. So what has it been like for you being in Washington the last couple weeks, and, you know, the differences or similarities between, you know, the artistic community in Athens, or just, you know, it hanging in the nation's capital there and in the nation's capital here in the US?
It's been great. It's definitely been like a learning curve, and I'm definitely like learning a lot, and just the fact that I'm like experiencing different cultures and you know, seeing how things work here has been like a great experience, and, you know, learning a lot.
We Aristides is visiting here from Athens, Greece, as part of a cultural exchange program that Transformer initiated earlier this spring, where we through a grant from the DC Commission on the Arts and Humanities brought a group of emerging visual artists based here in Washington to Athens to show their work. And through that experience, we got to visit with a peer arts organization who created a great evening where we met Aristides and about 20 other artists who showed us their work. And then we invited Aristides to come to Washington, and he brought over with him also about 15 different works by some of his peer artists that he curated that will be featured in our upcoming 15th annual silent auction and benefit party at the Corcoran. I wonder if you could speak a little bit about the work that you curated, that selection of work, and who the artists are, and you know, how you how you made those selections.
Yeah, so I was looking for artists that were kind of like very on point with the like the art scene in Athens, but still like underrepresented, and you know, that like artists that I thought that should like come to the surface and like be more active in the art scene. Yeah, and I think they all sort of represent different aspects of like what's happening in Athens and the vibe there. Yeah, they're all very cool artists and very cool people.
How is it working in terms of nonprofit arts organizations Transformer in Athens and versus commercial galleries and trying to get your work represented? Or do you feel like there's more of a growing presence of nonprofits, and is that where you're getting more support for your work, or is it more artists artists doing it for themselves, like the sort of more DIY as you mentioned?
There is a small commercial gallery scene. There's also like a non-profit scene, but I think like a lot of these places started out by just wanting to make art and to show art, you know. So I think there is a DIY scene also. I don't know, it's kind of mixed. There's a bit of everything, but not enough.
Oh, there can always be more. Yes. State of Concept is the organization who hosted us when we were in Athens. They're doing really incredible work there. So I guess last question would be, you know, what is it that you have taken away from this experience that when you go back to Athens, you're hoping to be further exploring?
It's great to actually come in contact with American art. That was a huge it was a great opportunity for me to get to see this.
You've been to, since you've been here in Washington, you've visited Glenstone.
Yeah.
And you've been to the National Gallery of Art, and I think the Hirshhorn.
Yep. And I want to see a lot of other places.
Yes, also. And you've been, you think you've been to some smaller other art spaces here, like more DIY spaces, Mount Pleasant, and then you're headed to New York for a couple weeks, which sure, you know, that's going to be incredible. That's your first visit.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
It's your first visit to the US. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been great. And I really look forward to be in New York for a while and checking out what's happening over there and try and get involved with whatever I can.
And see some punk shows.
Yeah. Definitely gigs and stuff. Everything.
Well, thank you so much for
thank you
for this, and thank you to Full Service Radio for having us today. We are really grateful to Jack and the team here. This is Transformer Radio on Full Service Radio. Victoria Reese, and you can check out Aristides' installation at Transformer through early December 2018. 18, and visit us at transformerdc.org for further information about his work and our upcoming auction on November 17th. Thank you.
Thank you.